it. I'm not paying for it. Jody took her foot off the gas pedal and slowed.
Be thankful I love you. If I didn't, I'd require the title to this sexy beast for having to contend with your grandma and continue to lie to your mom and dad, who I love dearly. Your mom tears my heart when she asks me if she or your dad has done something to hurt you, because you only pop in and out of family gatherings if you show up at all, and you rarely visit them. They love you, and you owe them the truth, so at least they won't think you can't stand to be around them. Vince, you're gonna have to let go of this irrational fear.
You are such a hypocrite. I'll tell you what, I'll let go of my fear when you let go of your fear of commitment.
You're getting fear confused with boredom.
Is that your new excuse, temporary girl, boredom?
Vince laughed.
I call bullshit. The second a woman wants more from you than dinner and a movie, you're out of there. TG, you don't have time to be bored.
You come up with a lot more excuses than I do.
Vince shook his head.
I simply add things to the list that convince me secrecy is the best option. You didn't go with me to my grandfather's funeral. A friend Dad went to school with asked me what field of medicine I went into. You should have heard his, oh, when I told him I sell cars. When Dad introduced me and my brothers to his other friends, he would say, this is my son, David. He's a surgeon. And this is my son, Lucas. He's an oncologist. And this is Vince, my youngest. If my career embarrasses him, can you imagine how he'd feel about my sexuality?
Your dad is always proud of you. He makes a point of telling you that every time he sees you. It's not like you sell junkers from a rutted gravel car lot, either. You own the premier luxury dealership in Baton Rouge. You're successful because you manage it well. I know you. When that guy asked what medical field you were in, you probably said, I sell cars, very dully, as though you were ashamed. Jody glanced at Vince. You need to be proud of yourself. Vince plucked Jody's phone from the cup holder and started reading her text.
Have you left yet? Are you having fun? Do you miss me? Why aren't you answering? Why didn't you call me this morning? As you can imagine, they're all from Ashley. I thought you were going to dump her before this trip.
I'd planned to, but she showed up in my store during lunchtime yesterday with food from my favorite Greek restaurant that I can't go to anymore because Tanya works there now. I was made weak by hunger, and the smells coming out of the bag Ashley was carrying, and she even had baklava. I felt guilty for eating the food, and I didn't want to let her down at the store. I'll do it the first moment I get.
Vince continued reading the text that steadily hit Jody's phone.
Are you okay? Text me as soon as you can so I can stop worrying. I have a vision of you in an accident. I called the state police to see if they were working anything. Please text me. He laughed. Let me answer her so she'll know you're alive.
No! If you answer her, she'll keep blowing up my phone. I'll deal with her later.
Vince continued reading the incoming texts.
Why are you making me worry like this? Did you forget your phone? I'm so crazy about you, but you're making me mad right now. I saw a trailer for a movie I know you would love. We should go see it when you get back. Why are you ignoring me?
I should mention she's adding emojis to her text. She's rotating between the angry-faced one and the one with hearts for eyes. You also have 13 missed calls from her, which is obviously why you have your phone on silent.
Jody took her phone from Vince and dropped it into the pocket of the driver's door. Explain to me again why we have to spend a whole week at your parents' house before the wedding.
That was Mom's idea. She got in touch with some of Lucas's groomsmen who live out of state and invited them to stay the week. She thought that would be a treat for Lucas and would make them having to travel here more worthwhile. She couldn't leave Everly out, so she invited all the bridesmaids to come, too. Then it turned into having the whole wedding party stay for a week. I should have done what Dylan, my cousin, did, and claimed I couldn't take off work for that long.
I would have done the same thing, but someone didn't give me a choice.
Jody stomped the gas pedal and grinned maniacally when Vince gripped the console.
You'll have all you want to eat and drink, and you can lounge by the pool all week. Dad hired a staff of servers, so it'll be like staying at a 5-star hotel. The best part is, you don't have to spend a cent, so stop torturing me.